right. I'm just going to have Dylan grab me my table. I didn't leave myself much space, did I? That's okay. Why don't I tell you a few jokes? Because to be honest with you, I'm a ball of nerves. And you always need a good joke, right, to relax us all. And my favorite kind of jokes are dad jokes. And my dad had a very, very dry sense of humor, and I loved it. And so what do Christmas trees wear at the pool? Trunks. Come on, that's a good one, right? What did one Christmas tree say to another? Lighten up. Well, these are good ones. I chose all the best ones just for you guys. What do Christmas trees get when they go numb? No guesses? Pins and needles. All right, just a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. How is Christmas? Who is a Christmas tree's favorite singer? Bruce Springsteen. I know that one was really bad. This one's the last one. How is a Christmas tree like a nice dog? It's all bark and no bite. Ah, there we go. There we go. All right, I'm done. All right, have a good day, guys. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm Carrie Ann, one of the pastors here. If you don't know me, I am the kids pastor, and I'm super proud of our children, super proud of who they are, who God created each and every one of them to be. And it's great to honor them this morning. Thank you for supporting them. I know they were chaotic and funny and doing really weird dance moves, but that's what it's all about, right? It's all about just celebrating who they are and what they bring to this church, and they are such a huge, huge part of this church. So for me, Christmas is a fantastic time of year. I absolutely love Christmas. I love cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies. Yes, I do. I love eating Christmas baking. I don't like baking Christmas baking. I let other people do that for me. I love the decorations, the lights, the ugly Christmas sweaters. Thank you for those who came out last night to support. That was a really good evening. I saw some pictures. Unfortunately, I was sick. I stayed home, and I'm staying away from all of you. So the Lord has put up a really good barrier for all of you so you don't get any of these germs, okay? So Christmas looks different for each person and for each family. Many of us have different cultural ways we celebrate Christmas, and we all have our own traditions and all different ways that we celebrate. It looks different in each home. I'm going to just share with you a little bit about the way I grew up. So growing up, some of our traditions were, as a family, we always put up our Christmas tree. We had a really old Christmas tree that had that white stuff on it that made it look like snow, and it was super, super old, and we put so many decorations, so much garland, so much tinsel, and lights that you literally couldn't see the green of the tree anymore. I tried to look back at some old pictures to find for you guys, but I could not find them. But just picture tinsel. That's pretty much all you saw. And some lights shining through. It was lovely. My mom always made so many yummy baked goods. She would also put out candies. And you know the bowls of nuts in the shell already with the nutcracker? Oh, it's so amazing. So many treats, so many snacks to snack on. And always loved the challenge of cracking those nuts open with it. And how many times can you just that you put it in and it just flew across the room, like every single time. That's, I think, what made it fun. We would always go to a Christmas Eve service together, and then after the Christmas Eve service, we would go to either a family or friend's house, and we'd eat lots of goodies, and then we'd head home for the night. So Christmas Eve at our house was, my brother and I had to go to bed, and my parents would spend almost the whole night in their room wrapping all of our presents. I don't know why they waited till Christmas Eve, but they would do that. And can I just say, if you can see the horrible wrapping job, I inherited their wrapping skills, okay? They would wrap it, whatever the shape of the thing was, and just taped it, and then they would use a Sharpie and put, like, Carrie Ann, and then put Shane on it, or Dad, or Mom, or whatever, and that there was nothing special, but I loved it. Everything about it, I loved it. So they would, there was no presents under the tree the whole season, and then Christmas morning, my brother and I would come out, and we would be like, oh, it would be like, hallelujah, and because as a children, that's what heaven looks like to them, right? All the presents underneath the tree. And I remember one Christmas, my brother and I both got a GT racer. You guys know those GT racers? Well, we thought we were being super stealth, and we got up really early, and we rode them around the house. Well, guess what? We had carpet. So guess what? The tracks of the GT were all over the house. We went down the stairs. I'm sure they had to have heard us. It was quite interesting. Anyways, so we weren't very stealth. That's kind of what Christmas morning would be like for us. We would end up, you know, getting up, having breakfast, talk about Jesus. My dad, he would sit on the floor in front of the tree, and he would kind of play like Santa Claus. And he would hand out all of the gifts. One by one, we would open our presents. Until this day, the one tradition that my mom still does that I absolutely love, she gets us those big Toblerone bars. You know, not the little cheapo ones, right? The big, massive ones, and a can of cashews. And so Oliver was saying, do you think Grandma's still going to send us the cashews? It's one of those things that we just get every year. It's one of those traditions. I don't eat cashews or Toblerone any other time during the year, only at Christmas. So for the rest of the day, we would try on our new clothes. We would play with our toys. If we were hosting Christmas that year, my mom would be so busy cooking, getting everything ready for 20-plus people to come over for Christmas dinner. If one of our other family members was hosting that year, we'd all bundle up because of Timmins. Minus 40, snow up to here, okay? It's not like this green Christmas we have down here. But we'd bundle all up and we'd go and we'd spend time with our family for the rest of the day. So Christmas to me as a child growing up meant family time together. Life was busy, right? I had my sports. My brother had his sports. My dad worked really hard. And this was kind of the one time of year that we were all just quiet. Well, maybe not quiet. Still together and hanging out as a family. No interruptions, no work, pure chaos of family time. And that was what I looked forward to. So when Peter and I got married, we started building our own traditions, and they include many of the main things. Since having children, we shifted a few of our traditions around, and for example, I never had a stocking until I met Peter. So now I love stockings because that just means more little things to open, which I'll talk about that a little later, how God needed to help me about that. But my new favorite tradition is the fact that we sit down as a family, we open up the Bible, and we read the Christmas story. And for the last few years, my daughter's been reading this story. And proudest mom moment, right? When you see your children opening up God's word and reading the story of Jesus. As a family, we do our best to focus on Jesus. Yes, of course, we still get presents. Yes, we still have lots of goodies and food, but we put Jesus at the center of it all. We focus on giving rather than receiving. We have also tried to go away with spending a crazy amount of money and just spending that time and that money on experiences with our children and doing things and trips and different things like that together. So what do your traditions look like? So just kind of think about your traditions. Where is your focus during the Christmas season? So knowing that the master builder created this world and everything in it this Christmas season, let's remember what he did for us. So the first thing is he sent us our Savior, right? That's the whole point. Why are we doing any of this if Jesus didn't even come? All right, so Isaiah 9:2, verse 6 to 7 says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of this government and the peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for our children. We thank you that you have blessed us with them, Lord Jesus. And I just pray that as I speak your word, as I just kind of quickly and just simply remind us about what this whole season is about, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would help us, Lord Jesus, to remember this. And you would help us to keep it in our hearts and our minds as we continue through this Christmas season. We love you and we thank you. Amen. So I want to take a look at these four symbols. Can you see the screen still? Or did I ruin it with all the boxes? I apologize. Well, the first thing we're going to talk about is the star. And I'm going to ask my husband to go down to my computer bag and grab a little baggie of stars for me, please. Thank you. Can you tell I've been a little out of it this morning? I apologize. But I have a little something for you at the end, so I don't want to miss out on that. So, all right, so the first thing we're going to focus on is the star. You guys are really seeing my true colors this morning. All right. He sent Jesus as a baby. The star shone bright for all to see and all to know the Savior has been born. The star brought the focus to baby Jesus. The star for us today helps us bring focus back to the one who came for all of us. The star still shines, still lights the way. It still shines for everyone to see and find their way to Jesus. There are so many people who need to see the star and lead them to Jesus today. We used to live in the country in Sturgeon Falls and literally just blackness because there wasn't very many street lights or anything because we were out on a dirt road. And it was beautiful when I would come out and we'd have a clear night, unlike Toronto. And we'd look up and we would just see millions and millions of stars. I just wanted to put myself in the place of just being like the shepherds and being like the wise men and being that one massive light just shining on Jesus. How beautiful that would have been. Matthew 2, verses 1 to 2 says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. All right, so the second thing we're going to talk about is what the wise men brought. And that is our beautiful gift. If you don't know, John Brown took care of all of this. The only thing I did with the help of Dylan and Michelle was tape the boxes together. John Brown did everything else. So we can make sure we thank him for that. So I don't know if he's here. But if he's here, like, whoa, whoa, where are we? There we go. Okay. There is nothing wrong with giving presents or receiving presents at Christmas. Don't hear me when I talk about how we need to focus on Jesus. There's nothing wrong with our traditions that we have. When the wise men finally arrived, so it wasn't that same time, but when they finally arrived, they gave gifts to Jesus. It's a sign of appreciation. It's a sign of that they mean something to you, so you give them something, right? When we make receiving gifts our main focus, that's when our focus is on the wrong thing. So when we're focusing on what can I get, that's when we're doing this whole Christmas thing wrong. And this is where I want to talk about and have a confessional time. Because I was a greedy little kid. The more I could get, the better. So if my mom had like a $200 limit for everybody, my brother often chose like a $200 gift or something like that. Well, I wanted as many things that I can get in that $200. Because to me, the unwrapping of all those things was the most important thing to me. And as I grew, I was still a little selfish. I remember one Christmas, and I was an adult. I might have been married. And I... Get him out. Where's the security? I'm just kidding. And I remember, like, everybody had so many things, right? And we just decided to go super, super simple that Christmas because we didn't have a lot of money. And I just remember sitting there and being like, Like, what is going on here? Like, all these, everybody's opening everything, and I've got, like, barely anything. And I really, really had to check myself. Like, I'm a grown-up, first of all. And second of all, I'm like, this isn't the point of Christmas. And since that moment, I have worked extremely hard to be more focused on what I can give than what I can receive. And that's just something that I've worked through. And I don't know, I have a nephew. One Christmas, I wanted to take everything I bought for him back because he opened something and he just threw it. And then he opened and then he threw it. And I'm like, dude, like all this money and he's not even appreciating. That's why we need to shift our focus on what the gift really is. Christmas is not about what we want. It's about what the master builder gave to us. The ultimate gift, which was Jesus. The gift that was free for everyone. There's nothing we need to do to earn it. We just need to accept it. The gift reminds us to give and to be generous. And it's better to give than to receive. Amen? Amen. All right, so now we're going to some snow time, all right? We received our gift. Because of this free gift, we get to become fresh like snow, made pure white as snow. There's nothing like a fresh snowfall to me. Can you see? Hopefully you can see my pictures. All right. So this is where we used to live in Sturgeon Falls, and when you would go down our dirt road, because it's really an ugly road, because it's a dirt road, right? But it's just lined with trees as we're going, and the fresh snowfall, it's absolutely beautiful. And well, those are the cutest kids on the planet, and this was actually the winter we moved to Toronto, so just before we moved, and that's how little they were. And it's so cute, but just look at how beautiful and how untainted the snow is, right? Romans 3, 23 to 24 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ." So we are all sinners, right? We have all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We all need Jesus to make us white as snow. There's absolutely nothing that we can do, only Jesus. He's the only one that can make us white as snow. Once the first step is taken in that fresh snow, or once the plow goes by, or the first tire track is made, or the first dog that pees on the fresh snow, right? The snow is tainted. The snow is ruined. The perfection of the beautiful snow is gone. It's dirty. It's spoiled. The only thing that fixes that snow is now a new fresh snowfall. That's the only thing that comes. But thank goodness we have Jesus. Amen? That's an amen. Thank goodness we have Jesus, right? When we mess up, when we make that snow that's been cleaned all up for us and we taint it and we make a mess of things, we have Jesus to make us white as snow. The star leads us to our gift, who's Jesus, who makes us white as snow, which all comes down from the tree, the cross that Jesus died on for all of our sins. So there's nothing wrong with Christmas trees, lights, decorations, but the tree we need to remember and focus on is the cross that Jesus died on for us, for each of us. 1 Peter 2 verse 24 says, "He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds we are healed." Amen. I am so grateful for the star that leads us to Jesus. I'm thankful for the free gift that he has for each and every one of us, who washes us white as snow because he died on the tree for all of our sins. So this Christmas season, can we stop and pause during the busyness and focus on Jesus, focus on the star that leads us to Jesus, and the fact that so many people, family members, friends, still need Jesus to come and save them. Amen? Can you just picture those people that need Jesus in their life that just need to just one day open their eyes and see the star leading them to Jesus. That I just want that visual in our minds this morning. That's how I have people in my mind that I'm thinking of, that I pray for all the time. And you know, we have situations where we can share with them, that we can speak to them. But sometimes it takes someone else or something else to lead them to Jesus. Can we focus on our free gift of Jesus, who came as a humble baby, who allowed himself to become a sacrifice for us all on the cross to make us white as snow? So this morning, I do want to take some time. I just want us to pause. That's all. I don't know what kind of week you've had. I've had a pretty poopy week. If I can be super honest with you, I came to work on Monday morning, slipped on ice, and fell down the stairs coming into the office. And then on Wednesday, I got really, really sick, and I've been trying to get over it for this weekend, and I haven't been focusing really a lot on Jesus. The only thing I've been saying to Jesus is, why me, right? Like, again, super selfish, and I'm just like, instead of just being like, heal me, help me, I'm just like, why me, right? My focus has been shifted off of what it's supposed to be. So this morning, I just want us to take some time. We're here. There's nothing else that we got to do except for sit in God's presence. Like, how amazing is that? We have the privilege to sit in God's presence. So we're going to pause this morning. Tavia's going to sing, Give Me Jesus. And that's what we want. We want Jesus to come into our hearts, into our lives. And I want us to focus on Jesus. I want us to focus on someone who needs to see the star this morning. Someone who needs Jesus in their lives. Someone who you've been praying for years and years and years, and you're still waiting for that moment to happen. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a friend. I don't know who it is. But I want us to think about them. I want us to pray for them. I want us to just soak in God's presence this morning and just allow him to fill us with his presence as we continue, because next week is Christmas. 1 week and a bit. And it's coming up so fast. And with the busyness of all the parties we need to go to, all the things that we need to do, I want us to still focus on the purpose and the main reason we do this. So we're just going to have Tavia lead us. You don't need to stand. You can sing if you want. But I just want this to be a time where you're just sitting in God's presence this morning. Can we do that together? And then I'll come back up.